With just 7 minutes left in their two-hour meeting, members of the Senate Criminal Justice Committee breezed through the confirmation hearing for Prison Chief Julie Jones. She's been in her role for about a year. Her agency has been under scrutiny for inmate deaths, allegations of abuse by prison guards, and cover-ups.
I don't think it's any secret that there are problems at the Department of Corrections, and I know your basic goal has been to fix some of those things, but I have a few concerns that I wanted to ask you about.
Some solutions have been looking into making some leadership changes, which Lake Ward Democratic Senator Jeff Clements further questioned.
And the first deals with the hiring of the new regional directors, which are seemingly really kind of the old regional directors. We moved the director from Region 1 to Region 2. We moved the director from Region 2 to Region 1. We have a regional warden from Region 2 going to Region 3. And a warden from Sewanee going to direct Region 4. And my concern about that is I think there are some systemic issues in the department that need to be fixed, and it seems like we're just reappointing all the same directors with one exception. Can you speak to that?
And while Jones acknowledged the internal hire, she says she tried to look for outside people.
We interviewed multiple people outside the agency, and they were either not qualified or when approached for a job, they declined the job because there was a better job offered elsewhere. So we did look outside the agency and interviewed multiple people outside the agency before I made the selections internally.
And she adds she also looked at a number of other factors.
And I weighed a lot of information based on what I know about the individual, their work record, and my expectations for my employees and what I believe that they were going to do for the department through my leadership. And having a solid basis of knowledge for the department was also key, and state government and the desires of this committee and others, and as opposed to bringing someone in totally cold.
But Jacksonville Democratic Senator Audrey Gibson says she applauds Jones' leadership moves. Gibson adds while she understands Clements' position, she feels this is a step in the right direction.
I wanted to see movement in terms of separating some folks from the folks that they have supervised over the years or worked with over the years, because I believe that that could help with the culture. And so in terms of reassigning some of those, the regional directors, I think they're called, I see that as a more of a positive than not. And I do believe that it's a little bit difficult to engage people to want to come inside of an institution that's kind of doesn't have a really good reputation right now.
Fixing understaffing levels is among Jones' priorities. She's also in the process of moving correctional officers from 12-hour shifts to 8-hour shifts, which Gibson likes as well.
8-hour shifts gives more people opportunities to be off and be with their families, and I think that would be a great improvement. I feel like we're kind of going in slow motion, though, and I hope that the shift change will help with the culture, too. And if you find that it doesn't help, that you will move not just those regional directors around, but some of the correctional staff as well, not pointing any fingers at anyone. But I think there are still some systemic changes that need to be made to get us to where we need to be.
And Jones says she'll keep those concerns in mind. In the last few seconds of the committee, one correctional officer tried to address lawmakers about what she called the, quote, ticking time bombs within the department, but there was no time. So with the backing of the Florida Prosecuting Attorneys Association as well as the Florida Smart Justice Alliance, all five members of the Senate Criminal Justice Committee voted to confirm her. According to Baker Republican Greg Evers, the panel's chair, Jones' ultimate confirmation hearing will be in the Senate Ethics and Elections Committee, and he agreed to speak one-on-one with the correctional officer after the meeting to hear her concerns. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.